County's Bicentennial Committee presents the Bicentennial Journal, stories celebrating the rich history of Monroe County.
This is my Monroe County story. I'm Cheryl Munson. I'm a research scientist in the Department of Anthropology at Indiana University, and my work is archaeology. I've worked all over the state of Indiana, but primarily southern Indiana. My goal in this short talk is to share with you a sense of what life in our area was like before it actually became Monroe County. I will reference geological and prehistoric archaeological timescales, and then the present-day calendar of the historic record. 500 to 300 million years ago, before Indiana and surrounding areas had become a mass of land, Monroe County was covered by a series of immense inland seas that stretched from the Alleghenies to Colorado. These seas are the reason we have significant deposits of limestone. Later, during the Pleistocene period, 3 million to 13,000 years ago, we have fossil evidence of Ice Age life in Monroe County, such as giant armadillo, dire wolf, saber-toothed tiger, and mastodon. These animals indicate an open grassland habitat south of the glacial margins rather than woodlands. After the arrival in North America of humans 15,000 years ago, the spread of the earliest Native Americans from Alaska to Monroe County took about 4,000 years. Clovis-style spear points found in our area are testament to small groups of highly mobile Paleo-Indian hunters. By 10,000 to 8,000 years ago, Monroe County had become forested, similar to today, and Native Americans of the early archaic period continued a nomadic life. They hunted the types of animals we are familiar with, primarily deer. They also began using wild plant resources and established tool-making camps near favored stone outcrops. From 8,000 to 4,000 years ago, middle and late archaic cultures developed seasonally shifting economies and lived part of the year in larger groups. Along the White and Wabash rivers, they had base camps where they collected river mussels and fished in the summer. In the fall and winter, they split into smaller groups which went out to the uplands, including Monroe County, to gather nuts and hunt game. Subsequent to the archaic period and before European explorers, Native Americans of the woodland and Mississippian archaeological periods were farmers and gardeners who lived primarily along the large river valleys. They made only occasional forays into the hill country of Monroe County. The Native Americans of the prehistoric era cannot be traced to historic tribes, but the first white travelers and surveyors made note of tribal names. In what would become Monroe County, these were the Miami, Delaware, and Potawatomi, who used our area primarily for hunting. Shawnee bands may have visited. None of the Native American tribes considered themselves owners of the land, but only users, used for their settlements and hunting grounds. This belief was a sharp disjunction from that of the early Euro-American settlers, for whom land ownership was a key to personal success and the means of funding government operations. Think property tax.
Tune in next week for part two of this bicentennial story.